Before you begin to relax deeply, I just want to say a few words about relaxing and tolerating uncertainty. Not knowing the outcome and having to wait for a result can, of course, be hard in many different contexts in life. Developing the capacity to relax with uncertainty is a key skill for people in all situations of life. For example, many things in life don't have an obvious and definitive answer or an explanation. Why didn't that person call me back? Why is my dog acting so strangely? How can I be sure I'll remember everything when I get into the exam room? The more we feel we have to know, the more anxious we can get. Why isn't that person in the second row smiling, I may ask myself during a public presentation? It must be because they don't like my presentation. Well, maybe they don't, or maybe they're anxious because they fear they may have to stand up and speak, or maybe they have a toothache, or maybe anything. The fact is, I just don't know until time presents me with more evidence as to why they don't smile. Trying to guess the meaning of situations that aren't immediately obvious can be exhausting, and trying to second-guess future events which haven't even happened yet can leave us feeling anxious. Learning to relax deeply with the uncertainty of events and the future means that life becomes more manageable and comfortable. In day-to-day life, if people can relax with not immediately knowing why someone hasn't returned a call and not assume it must be for this or that reason, then they will generally feel better in their life. Of course, waiting for test results, which may have a major impact on your future, is more likely to produce an anxious response. Totally understandable. However, the same principles apply. The old saying, I'll cross that bridge when and if I come to it, is still a good one. Relaxing with just not knowing can enable you to relax deeply. Not assuming anything and not projecting into the future beyond anything that it absolutely is known is something you can begin to do. During this hypnotic relaxation, where we focus your mind to relax in the weeks, days, hours, and even moments before receiving any test results. So stay with me now. All you have to do now is just to close your eyes. And all you have to do is just notice how you can really begin to relax in the following time, in the following words. And when the body relaxes, certain welcome changes begin to happen. And you begin to breathe deep calm and comfort throughout your entire body. Your limbs and muscles start to relax deeply. And sometimes you can just imagine watching relaxation as a kind of color, beginning to soothe the soles of your feet right now. And so the ankles can have a real sense of relaxation. It's beginning to soothe and comfort. That's right. Almost like you can just watch as well as just feel them relaxing right now. And when relaxation really begins to calm and comfort everything, then your legs can begin to sense that wonderful calm and resting feeling, as well as a feeling of just letting go of any tensions, resistances, negativities in that area. Just letting go. And your pelvis can begin to sense that pure relaxation too. Just circling and soothing all the way around. You can begin to notice that you can almost perceive every cell resting so beautifully in that pelvis area. Just allowing it to let go again. And perhaps breathing, if you will, into those areas as we focus our minds on our body. Breathing in and out from that area. And now the whole front and back of your upper belly can begin to rest more deeply now as you continue to instinctively breathe that deep rest and comfort all around every part of you. That's right. And the deeper your breath in, the slower your breath out, releasing anything that wants to be released in your front and back of your upper body. That deep rest and comfort all around every part of you, through now your arms and into your hands and fingers, just bringing such rest and comfort, allowing fingers to let go as well, muscles relax, maybe sending a breath into those fingers and your hands and wrists, breath into that area and a breath out, releasing, releasing. And noticing as your arms can relax upward into your shoulders and your neck as well can begin to relax. Or maybe they're already relaxed some as your body's connected from the toes all the way up. That relaxation can just travel from one body part to another. So noticing how your shoulders and neck can relax as well. And then that brings us into the muscles of your face. Again, just noticing how they too can just let go. Your mouth can drop open a little bit. So your jaw muscles relax. Relaxing your tongue. Just let it rest in the bottom of your palate. All the way to the back of your tongue. Has a profound effect on relaxation and calmness. Relaxing those areas. And when the body relaxes in this way, then it can begin to just make these gentle, subtle, and replenishing shifts. As if there was an invisible massage happening, gently soothing and comforting every part of you. All the way up into your temples and your forehead, and your whole head. So that in your mind you can just begin to get the sense of the types of colors and shapes and light and even perhaps sounds. Using your senses now. A sense of sounds and color and touch as if in a beautiful dream of the kind of place that by just being there would soothe and comfort and relax you so wonderfully. Often, the outdoors is a relaxing place to go with fresh air, soothing sunlight, and a warm, gentle, relaxing breeze. Or maybe the gentle sounds of birdsong, or even the sound of sea. And your mind could just rest into a time, into a place like this, a place that is special to you in the outdoors, again, whether it's in the woods, feeling a gentle breeze, the sunlight on your face, sounds of birds, or maybe it's by the sea, the sounds, the smells, or maybe on top of a mountain with a 360 view, being up so high, feeling powerful. Ultimately, it's just a place so calming and peaceful. It's connected right inside of you. Now, as the mind relaxes, the present moment becomes all there is, which of course is all there is, all there ever is, just like a pool of water or a lake. As it becomes totally calm, it just reflects what is, reflecting reality with no distortion, just calm reflection, just a reflection of what is right now, not what any imagination supposes might be, just what is, as you relax more completely. That's right, and just soothing, calm mind can allow time just to come to you without trying to second guess what will be. Just relaxing with what is, and in your mind, just notice how you can relax through time in your mind in the weeks leading up to a result which will be reflected in your mind. Just putting it away in a compartment and focusing in what you do day to day. Just noticing that experience right now. The focusing what you do day to day and putting that result in the future away in some compartment. And now, just notice the kind of place you'd go to get your results. Just imagine going to that place. Maybe it's still in your home, or maybe it is in an office or somewhere else. Imagine just going to that place and feeling strangely calm and relaxed. And just reflecting what is in the immediate present, second by second. That's it. And now I invite you to put your thumb and forefinger together. It doesn't matter which hand, but just bring it together so you can really feel the energy between them pressing against each other. And feeling that calm and relaxed feeling, reflecting what is in the immediate present, second by second. And that becomes an anchor for you to use anytime you need it to bring you back into the present, as your mind may wander, using this little technique to help you bring yourself back. That's it. And so again, just imagine going to that place where you'll be hearing those test results, perhaps feeling strangely detached from the process, almost as if you can watch yourself from the outside looking so calm and dignified and relaxed, waiting with poise and rest. And you never know, and you don't have to know ahead of time. And just like letting the tide come in absolutely in its own time, so too can you just allow time to come to you and results come to you, and even begin to find that you can start to put the idea of results in a place out of reach. Again, perhaps in a compartment somewhere, but a place out of reach until the time that's needed. And right now, in your mind, you can just get a general sense of doing this right now. Again, until the time you're actually given those results, you can just put them somewhere and let them rest. Just putting the idea of results in a little place out of reach until the time you're actually given the results, until they're needed. And again, just allowing yourself to connect with that deeper place of relaxation and calm in the moment, in the present, of where you are, lying down in a chair, feeling your body, where you are right here and now, and how it feels from toes all the way up the top of your head. As you have control of your body, your mind, to feel calm and relaxed in any given moment, and using that thumb and forefinger as an anchor to remind you, bringing them together, reminding you of the present time, connecting, breathing, focusing on your breath, relaxing your jaw muscles and your tongue, relaxing in your belly as you're breathing. This is your body connecting with your mind, working together to feel that calm and relaxation. That's right. That's good. So for now, you can begin to drift back to the room. You've been feeling yourself in your chair, on the floor, feeling that profound sense of relaxation. So you drift back into the room, just feeling more wide awake. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, feeling that refreshed, restful feeling. Again, becoming aware of your environment. Just taking it in. That's right. Again, knowing you can come to this place anytime you like. And remembering the present is all we have to work with, to be in, to experience. And I wish you well on your journey, and thank you for this time together.